From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Carmine Henriquez is reporting for the Columbia paper. Students in the Germantown Central School District have exceeded state expectations in some areas of the 2018 New York State assessments, according to a presentation by Nicole McCollum from Questar 3 at the October 11th Board of Education meeting. Asked about the results, District Superintendent Susan Brown said, and I quote, "The board is very pleased that many of our students have achieved mastery level on the regions," end quote. The state standards are based on criteria that include student academic achievement, student growth, academic progress, and English language proficiency. In a statement, the board said, and I quote, "The Board of Education is proud of the achievements of all our students and will continue to provide the resources that our teachers, support staff, and administrators need to prepare our students for not only the assessments, but also to be good citizens in our community." You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Times Union is reporting the app-based rideshare service Uber is now operating at Albany International Airport. The Albany County Airport Authority announced the company received its operating permit November 5th. That permit allows Uber drivers to drop off passengers curbside in front of the terminal and pick up passengers curbside near the terminal's baggage claim exit. Under the terms of the operating permit, the airport will receive $2 each time a driver drops off or picks up a passenger. In other Albany Airport news, Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union, the Airport Authority Board approved contracts for the design of a new 1,000-vehicle parking garage and the sale of airport revenue bonds for up to $25 million to help pay for the project. Officials intend to open the garage in March 2020. Airport CEO John O'Donnell described the long-term expansion plans for the facility, which include demolition of the two-story administration building to allow the terminal to be extended south to meet the garage, with administrative offices included in a third-floor space. The expansion is planned for 2026. A second terminal extension is already proposed for 2035. Read the full story in the Times Union. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A Greenville middle school teacher with a long career at the school has been nominated for a national award. Sixth grade social studies teacher Joanne Simmons was nominated for the 2018-19 National Life Changer of the Year Award by former student Audrey Matat. Matat said Simmons, and I quote, "is a beautiful, gracious legend of a teacher, and I will never be able to thank her enough for all the good she has done. The best I can do is try to give what she gave me back to the world," end quote. Zuckerman writes the award is sponsored by the National Life Group Foundation. It is intended to recognize and reward the best teachers from kindergarten through 12th grade and school district employees across the country who are making a difference in students' lives by representing excellence, positive influence, and leadership. 17 awards will be presented during the 2018-19 school year. Simmons has taught for 44 years. She is the second member of the Greenville teaching staff to be nominated for the award. Middle and high school teaching assistant Christine Lochner was nominated during the 2017-18 school year. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting New York State Attorney General Barbara Underwood has announced an Election Day hotline to troubleshoot and resolve the potential issues encountered by voters at the polls during the general election, November 6. Voters experiencing problems or issues at the polls are directed to call the office's hotline at 800-771-7755 or to email sybil.rights@ag.ny.gov. anytime between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Today is Election Day. The Columbia County Democrats are circulating a list of Election Day FAQs, and WGXC has augmented the answers to include Greene County information. The polls are open from 6 to 9 p.m. A full list of the polling locations for each county can be found at their respective Board of Elections webpages. Those links are available at the WGXC newsroom page at WGXC.org. Sample ballots for all locations in both counties can be found at their respective Board of Election webpages, and links to those pages are also available at the WGXC newsroom page, WGXC.org. If you have already cast an absentee ballot but wish to vote in person today, then you can go to your normal polling location and vote on the machine. The machine vote will supersede the absentee vote. If your name cannot be found in the poll books at your polling site, first confirm that you are at the right polling site. Secondly, ask to vote by affidavit or ask to see a judge for a court order to allow you to vote. If you have questions, call the Board of Elections, or you can also call the New York State Voter Protection Hotline at 855-VOTE-4-NY, 855-868-3459. The Columbia County Board of Elections is located at 401 State Street in Hudson. The telephone number there is 518-828-3115. And the Greene County Board of Elections is located at 411 Main Street in Catskill. And that telephone number is 518-719-3550. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.